Welcome back. Welcome. Let's get straight to it, King. Who you taking? Jalen Brunson or Isaiah Thomas? Isaiah Thomas.
Like, which Isaiah Thomas? Like Zeke?
No. Boston Celtic great Isaiah Thomas.
I might have to take Isaiah. All
right, just making sure. Championship ringside is back again. Blizzy Blaze here, not hating. I just don't get the Jalen Brunson hype. Long side.
Game, you know why. You know why he hyped up. He's in New York.
No, he was hyped up in Dallas too. Well, he was a good sidekick, but they hyped him like he's a headliner. Like, he ain't no headliner.
It was like, Jalen Brunson, you know, he's pretty good, but when he went to New York, he was like, Jalen Brunson. Really? Bobbing them down.
Happy basketball, everybody. All right. Damn. What can we start with? Let's just go straight to it. Trade alert.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Do justice. Emmanuel Quigley and RJ Barrett got traded for OG and Anobi and some anybody else or just him?
Precious Anxious. Is it Precious Achiuwa or something?
You sound crazy, man. Precious Anxious sound. Okay, you know what? Precious. Everybody knew who Precious is anyway, not the actor, so it's the basketball player. I'm gonna keep it short on this. I think the Knicks lost this trade. I think the Raptors actually got better.
Oh,
I hope RJ Barrett actually show out in Toronto. And at the end of the day, good old Cup of Mid, there you go, right there. I appreciate that, King. Yeah, good old Cup of Mid. Like, it disappoints me. I'm sad that this is the first trade of the season. It's like, wow, we could have kept that on the wraps. Woj, you talk too much. That's what it is. We ain't need to know that, Woj. You could have waited till Kevin Durant got traded again. Like, no, he won't break this OG Anunoby stuff, but you know.
Now, I will say, I think the Knicks actually won this trade because they slightly, I think in the long run, Toronto's going to win this trade because I think RJ Barrett the better player. But just off of OG, he a better defender. He's not a better scorer, but he's a better catch and shoot type player to where there's somebody else who don't need the ball in that offense. So instead of it being Brunson, the quote-unquote number one, and they trying to see if Julius Randle or RJ Barrett, the number two, instead of them clashing and trying to see who that number two is, clearly you know who the number two is. And OG.
Oh, goodness. Put the cup back up. When you talk about this lineup, put the cup back up. You talking about number one options in – Thank you. Man.
Oh, listen, yeah.
All right. Now you can talk about the Knicks lineup again. Man.
Put this instead of my face.
Yo, the podcast called Championship Ringside. We can't say Jalen Brunson number one option. They fighting over number two option with OG and Randle.
That's what it is.
You know what? I blame Woj. Well, you shouldn't have broke this news, but nah, you don't got nothing to do. You're bored, you know. So he won't break this news, but that's it.
Damn,
all right. I got an announcement. I got to talk. I didn't think I had to do this, man. I'm usually a podcaster for the players, man. You know, I cheer for them. You know, even though I got jokes, I cheer for them. But
you are a man of the people.
Yeah. But I've been watching some basketball games, man. And I'm getting concerned. I'm getting worried. I think something's wrong here. And I think we need to take action. Draymond needs to step up here. So right now you're suspended indefinitely, which means I guess they're gonna do some counseling, whatever, whoop de woo, sweep, cut some grass, rake up some leaves in the park, whatever, you know, guest star on some TV show, whatever it is, you need to come get back, but whatever.
Podcast.
I think we need to wash all that. I've been watching some games. If I had a highlight reel right now, I'd be playing it right now. Jordan Poole completely is out his fucking mind in Washington. And I'm starting to realize that he been out his fucking mind since you punched him. So, yeah, you got to get suspended for longer, man. Draymond need to be suspended until Jordan Poole drop 45 points on at least 45% shooting.
So Draymond never coming back and play again, huh?
Hey, look, it's going to have to get that. It's that serious. Jordan Poole not getting haircuts. He double dribbling in 2024 or 2023. Like, what are we doing here? What are we doing? When you most improve, like, most of the time when people get traded to a sad team, they just show out until they contract up or something like that. He looks out here. The only reason to do the name is because what he was doing in Golden State before the punch. This Draymond fault, until Jordan Poole hit 40 to 45 points on 45% shooting, Draymond can't come back. I'm sorry. This Jai Turner here, his Jai Turner people, I know Jai Turner, you know, I usually vote for players to get back here, man. It's not right, man. Jordan Poole didn't deserve that. You knocked the skill out of him.
Man, he did some monsters type shit. Just knocked all the talent out of him.
Have you been watching Washington?
Unfortunately, I have.
Dude, like, you would think, okay, maybe he a little uncomfortable around Draymond, so that's probably why he was having a bad year last year. So it's like, okay, now I got my groove back, you know, let it fly. And it's like, whoa, you doing some, I don't want to say weirdo type stuff, but, you know.
Weirdo type shit.
Like, what the hell, man?
Like,
but, yeah, I'm going to blame Draymond. Yeah, I'm not even going to blame Jordan Poole. I'm going to say Draymond, let him get his punch back so he can get his skill back for the sake of the NBA. So there you go. If Jordan Poole don't hit 45 on 45%, he at least get his punch back.
I'm gonna get the Jordan Poole. I'm gonna get the Jordan Poole. Just know, I still believe in him. I'm still a fan. I know he don't wear Adidas, but I still believe in the Poole party.
All right. Well, that's all I got on that. I'm sorry, Draymond, but Jordan Poole looked bad. So
bad. It is. And I knew he was gonna look bad. Like, I knew it was gonna, I just knew for sure it was gonna be that old Washington Wizards basketball with Nick Young and JaVale McGee, was this goofy shit happening all day. But I thought he was gonna at least give me 28 on 35% shooting.
Nah, I can't vouch for it.
It'd be all like right. One play every game. It'd be like, damn, that was a nice play.
Let's rank them. You ready to rank them?
Well, yeah.
All right. This time we ranking players by who has the most potential.
Oh, Lord.
Number one. We got Ja Millie. Oh, my bad. He don't deserve that right now. Ja Morant. Number two, we got Big Freak. Well, my bad. You don't deserve that right now. You been balling. Mount Zion Williamson. Number three, the Great White Hope, Chet Holmgren. Number four, French Poodle himself, Wembanyama. So Chet, Zion, Ja, Wimby, who ranked the potential.
So Wimby, of course, I gotta give Wimby that top spot for his potential, because, like, yeah, he could be crazy. And then I gotta give Zion number two. Then my boy Ja at number three. Although, you know what? I'm gonna stick. You know what? I'm going with Ja at number two. I'm going with Ja at number two. Just because Ja, he's more reliable than Zion. So, I'm going with Zion at three, and I'm going with Chet at four.
All right. So, last week we agreed, but this week we don't agree on this one. So potential, I'm assume, like, you know, we're not talking about people who getting injured either. So I agree with you. Wimby number one. I'm assume he gets stronger, stay healthy. He gonna be a problem in the NBA. He already a problem. So, you know, bruh, you been watching OKC?
Oh yeah,
Chet.
Chet gonna be a problem.
Chet could be my man. That's tough. That's tough.
Hopefully, him and Wimby, like, that be their next great rivalry, because you know they don't like each other.
True. So hopefully
that be the next great rivalry for the next 10, 15 years or whatever. But
so look, this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna still put Zion at two because I seen what Zion can do, and I don't think Chet gonna match that. Like, Chet might be a problem, but he ain't gonna match seafood potato Zion. Like, Big Zap chips, he ain't gonna match that. So I'm gonna roll with Chet at three because I think him playing with Shea is extra handicapping what he probably really got. And no disrespect to Ja. Ja's ceiling might be Dame unless he get like that right person next to him. So as much as I like Ja's still my fourth favorite player in the league, but I think his ceiling might be Dame in Portland if he don't get nothing next to him. I think Chet likes to use Zion.
What about D Rose in Chicago?
Yeah. That's pretty much it. We didn't believe they was gonna beat the Heat, let's be honest.
Cause I was about to say, listen, D Rose, you know he live familiar, he great. And he had a great MVP year. But they hyped the fuck out that MVP season. Like, he really, like, he was, like, one of the greatest MVPs ever. And I'm like,
that's 2011, huh?
Yeah, I'm like, they was just mad at LeBron that year.
Exactly. They really hated LeBron.
Nothing away from D. Rose. Like, he was great that year. And he had a lot of potential. But it was like, he deserved the MVP. But it was like, easily could have went to LeBron, easily. And it was like, nope, we're not going to give it to you just because you went to Miami. It's like,
look, they're not even the number one seed. They should have went 82-0. Nope.
He bumped his coach. Look at him. That's what they do in Miami now? Like, D-Rose would have been one of the all-time greats. Yeah, we get that, but it was like, that's, yeah. So yeah, I think Ja could reach that D Rose potential because he's still
For sure. But he's
still the best American player.
So we go by hype potential. It's like, yeah, he reached D Rose, which okay, that's cool. When I look at Zion, I'm looking at shit. Why not? He can't do what Giannis did. Chet, I mean, he can't do it. Give me at least a year like Joker, you know. I for some reason I don't see what how far Ja could go. And look, he could prove me wrong. Like, but we'll see. All right, so we 15 minutes in. You want to do the bold predictions or you want to go straight to this small forward countdown?
I mean, we can run through the bowl predictions right quick.
Now, how many say you got?
Got five.
Five bowl predictions for 2024.
Well, actually, it's for I got for one, I got something I believe that's gonna happen this actual season, but for the rest of them, it's just like sometimes it can happen sometime this year. So, number one, I got Joel Embiid will get to the conference finals this year. Yeah.
Okay.
Believe it again, even though they ain't got hard. I believe they could do it. I think they could do it this year. I'm not really sold on Boston just yet. After watching them, it's like they're a good team on paper, but what I'm seeing, I'm like, they could be beat. Same thing with Milwaukee. I'm like, they could be beat.
It can be, but I don't know if Philly the team, but you know, I can rock with it.
So for number two, I got the pool party will be back on, which means I think Jordan Poole eventually will get traded to some contending team. I think he could help them win coming off the bench or whatever. And he get around a competent team with some structure. Maybe. I don't know. I'm still holding on hope for him. But
Give me the team.
Damn, why you put me on the spot like that?
It was your notes. You have one in the chamber?
I'm trying to see where he could go where it won't hurt him as much. Like,
maybe the only team I could think of maybe be Philly.
Philly would be nice, but Philly already got a bunch of guards.
I mean, I guess that's why it'll be beneficial for him. I can't think of no other team in the Western Conference that need them. Like
Memphis could use them. But Memphis already got a lot going on with.
I don't see what Jordan Poole help Memphis.
Cause I mean, I'm just looking at it because I'm like, all he gonna be good for is providing scoring. And it's like maybe in the
Hit me out.
Huh?
Hit me out. Miami, that might be the way.
Hey, Miami will be nice.
That might be the wave.
Jordan
Poole, right? Hey, look, everybody else do it now. I'm gonna get traded to Miami. Hey. Wherever I get traded to, I'm not signing the extension. Just play the same cards everybody else play. Miami. Tyler Hero there, so you got a better shooter than you, and Duncan Robinson there, so nobody depending on you to make all the shots.
Right.
Hey, look, and Jimmy Butler, like, you know, you might not want to piss him off. I don't know. He seemed like he'll punch you too.
Yeah.
But I mean, look, don't worry about that, man. They got the baddest in Miami, man.
I mean, he probably not hitting as hard as Draymond, so.
It looked like Draymond got swollen after he punched Jordan Poole. He doing headlock stuff now. He turned around knocking people out. Like, yeah, suspended till further notice, man.
All right. So number three, before this year is over with. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander will be considered top five.
Top four solidified by foreigners. So you pretty much saying he's going to be better than all the American players too?
Hey, all I'm saying, he's going to be top five this year. Before the year close out, he's going to be top five.
You think Shea better than Ant right now?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Here we go.
Yeah. Yes. If I had to choose, I'm taking Shea.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Look, he not better than the top three foreign to me. Which Giannis, Embiid, and Joker.
Oh yeah, I forgot about Joker.
I don't think he better than Luka yet.
after them four. Yeah.
He not better than LeBron. Okay. Okay. Okay.
You know, and about what I said, he gonna be top five.
I mean, you know.
Yeah. Back. He back. Yeah. All that. Yeah.
He back. You know. Just back.
All right. Number four. This for your boy, La Ashley. Somehow, some way, the Suns will add another all-star caliber player to their team. I don't know how they're going to do it. Somehow, some way, they're not necessarily an all-star from this particular year.
Chris McGrady?
Maybe.
Dude, that don't look right. Like, no.
But they're going to do something because KD is unhappy with his team. So, yeah.
I'm not even.
I can see them somehow getting Jeremy Grant on their team or some shit. Something. Somehow, some way getting Bogdanovic or something.
And still keeping the same big three?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how. I mean, they only got the money. Like, if you want to pay the luxury tax, and, you know, it just depends on if you want to pay for the championship or not.
If you keep that core intact, there's literally no player that can help them.
A point guard.
And I hate to say this, unless you get Chris Paul old ass older. And honestly, all of them will be hurt by the time April hits, so it ain't make no sense to get him in there. Chris Paul might fall, hit Bradley Beal. Bradley Beal might clip and bump Devin Booker, and Devin Booker might bump a shelf and hit Kevin Durant. And the owner just sitting out there looking like Vince McMahon when Chris Milwaukee. You get the joke. You know what I'm saying? Like that. There's really no. I'm not sure. There's no. I don't know who can help that squad. So yeah, hey. You got it.
And so for my last one, I got James. Talking about James Harden. He finally going to meet Larry O'Brien because the Clippers won in the championship this year, baby. Yeah. Clippers won in the championship.
I think she ain't calling.
Yeah, she. Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, I ain't going to call this year. Anyway. I ain't getting no pie this year anyway.
This not even live. all right. Yeah, bro. Apparently it's over for you, man.
Listen, I ain't getting no pie this year anyway. So I'm piling this year. Magic who?
You ain't getting no argument out of me. You know, I said that was my prediction, wasn't it? Yeah, that's my prediction. That was before the Harden trade. I'm good with that. You got no objection out of me on this one.
All right. Well, yeah, that's all I got for his bold predictions. What the hell?
All right. That Clippers prediction not bold, but, you know, I give you that.
Yeah, everybody looking at me like, man. You was just calling the Clippers the strippers earlier this year. I'm like, yeah, I was, but they got Adidas now. Like, I'm loyal to my favorite player. Wherever he going, I got to rock with them. Like,
I understand that. I wouldn't have been cheering for the Clippers. Well, Paul George played for the Clippers. But you get it. I had no other choice but to cheer for the Clippers.
Then I get told shit like that from a LeBron fan. I'm like, how many jerseys you got hanging up in your closet? Like, I don't think Brian just staying in Cleveland his whole career, but okay.
All right. Speaking of LeBron, let's get back to this countdown of top players at each position right now. So we're recording this one at January 3rd. So if Mikal Bridges drops 60 and locked up Giannis, then sorry, we missed that shit. So he's still at the bottom of the fucking list. For, I'm pretty sure. So, you know, it is what it is. But we're gonna continue this going. We had stars of the last two, and it was about Tyler Hasbro in the point guard when it was about Edwards.
Tyrese Halliburton. Damn, bro. What this man got to do for you to get this man's name right?
I don't know. Get a nickname, man.
Allie.
When you get a nickname, I got him. But it was about Tyrese Halliburton for the point guard list. It was about Andy Edwards for the shooting guard list. Are we making this list about LeBron James?
I'm pretty sure if we talking small forwards in NBA, this is definitely a LeBron list.
Top 10 small forwards right now. Is LeBron still doing the thug thizzle? Because, I mean, we could say Tatum. But let's just get to it.
I didn't put Tatum on there. I was waiting because he's been playing a lot of power forward. He's been playing stretch four most of the year. And it's like...
God, gotta be complicated, man.
Yeah.
So, disclaimer, the small... From shooting guard to power forward, it's just all fucked up.
You know? It's been like we ain't put Booker been playing point guard all year.
So bear with us. This is a small forward list. So I guess Tatum going wind up showing up or something like that or whatever.
Got him on the list. The NBA.
Of course, I got him on the list. Hands down, I got him on the list. But look, let's get straight to it though. So. RJ, OG, MJP, MPJ. MPJ, RJ, and OG didn't make my list. RJ Barrett, OG Anunoby, Michael Porter Jr., they didn't make my top 10.
I actually have OG on my shooting guard list, so he didn't make my list this week.
Okay.
And MPJ, nah. Good. His initials should be MID.
Who going first?
I'll go. All right. My number 10. Shot in the dark. I got Franz Wagner.
Franz Wagner.
Just because.
Same.
Like 21-6-4. He's like one of the best. He's best player on the world. Depending on how you feel about Habanero, probably he at worst number two on Orlando team, if not. And I mean, dude, nice. That's all I got on him.
No. He probably actually the best player on the team, which is weird how that happened. But
yeah, I mean, they giving Habanero the hype because he's the number one pick. But it's like, yeah, Franz might really be their best player.
Yeah, that this is a Sangoon Jalen Green thing going on in Orlando. You thought, I'm like, wait, I thought Green was the guy, but nah, Sangoon.
Your man fell off, bro.
Huh?
Your man falling off.
That's his fault. Like you let Van Vliet come in the scene to get the shots. Like I could get Sangoon being the guy taking your shine away, but Van Vliet and Dylan Brooks. Hey, Jalen Green. Look, I tried to endorse you. You're on the clock, man. You see these freaking natures coming out of nowhere. Wimby, Chet, John Zion. We were just talking about them. You gonna get left behind? Like, you tripping? You see what's going with Halliburton, Keem endorsing them heavy. Shea, like these dudes.
Again, do you not see what's on your feet?
I'm trying to help her for the kid. Look, all I could do is say he had the potential. If he don't do it, he don't do it. So
I mean, still young. This is like what, his third year?
Yeah, you like 21 or something like that, 22 or something like that?
Maybe it's just that draft class from 2021. It's just
I'm just saying he was the focal point for like a year. Then it switched out. Well, then Ime came there. And they got all these. They signed all these people, and he just fell in the back. It was like, damn, like what happened at practice? You didn't sit there and talk enough shit to Dylan Brooks. Like, man, look, you get your whack ass off me. I'm killing you.
he ain't sleeping with nobody wife.
Like Van Vliet, look, no disrespect to him. He whack. he whack. Like
he's a nice solid player.
Like, look, I don't think Desmond Bane that fly, but I'll take Desmond Bane with Van Vliet. Like Van Vliet benefited off that Toronto team with Kawhi them. But you know, I don't wanna go too crazy on that. But I got Franz Wagner at 10.
I forgot we was doing the countdown. I thought it was a Houston Rockets episode.
Look, I don't want to kill Houston that much because it's Jalen Green fault. So yeah,
it's like, man, like what the fuck? But like I don't know, at some point
you gotta call Banks that shit, man. Just throw that shit to go.
That's what he's been doing. That's
oh shit, he been shooting. Oh shit, okay. I thought he don't get no shots.
Oh man, he's still doing the same dumb shit he was doing before, and I thought. I didn't think with Ime being there, he was like, I thought with having Van Vliet there, having that veteran presence would have helped him out a little bit more. But it's like, man.
When I watched the games, Van Vliet letting it fly, and then Dylan Brooks letting it fly, then Shangoon, no one option, then Van Vliet, didn't seem like Dylan Brooks, or even, is it Jabari Smith?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's even him. It's like Jalen Green getting this. Damn, what's a good reference? This Dellavedova shots. Like, damn, like, you know, oh yeah, you know, you open, shoot it, you know, instead of literally a year ago, he was one of the stars of the team. But look, back to the small forwards. Who you got, number nine?
Number nine. Yeah, my list ain't closed up. Oh, right down the middle, Chris Middleton.
Chris Middleton. I got Chris Middleton at 9, too.
He's still a good player. He's still a great third option. I mean, you know, he's slowing down with the injuries right now.
Hey, Keem, hold up. We're not about to baby these dudes. Nah.
Why not?
Because the goal is a fucking championship for his squad. So, nah. You need to step that shit up. We talked about you last week. You need to step that shit up.
Chris Middleton.
Dang. First three initials of his name, huh? Yeah. First three letters of his last name.
Yeah.
Mid, old Tony.
Yeah. Right down the mid. Right down the mid. That's what you've been playing. I've been trying to give you a chance. But not real. I mean,
he been playing good, but I'm just saying he need to step it up. Like, he been playing better than Franz Wagner. But that's not saying much.
I only put him over Franz because of his name. You know?
Hey, look, I ain't gonna lie. When I said it out loud, I'm like, me and Chris Middleton been
number 10. I wasn't even on the list. I ran out of small fours, all right?
Yo, the episode started at 5.
You should have
done
top 5.
Let's just move on, man. You got number 8.
Oh, that's what you had at number 9, too?
Yeah.
Damn. All right. My number 8, I actually got Lauri Markkanen.
Okay.
And I got Lauri Markkanen.
I got him on this. I got him a little later. My number 8, I got Mikal Bridges. And I ain't going to lie to you.
That's my number 7.
All then I you got. Go. Then you can go.
This is the 3-point celebration.
Hey, I'm trying to be positive this episode, but he another one I'm about to say. Hey, but what happened?
His name should have been Mikal Midges. But dog, like, it's crazy he had all that hype after the trade. Like, he came out at a couple 30-point games, like, oh shit, with Carol Bridges.
I know it happens. Same thing. Spencer Dinwiddie brought his ass back to Brooklyn. He taking all the fucking shots.
He really think he
like, I get it. Spencer Dinwiddie could ball, but take the fucking ball from him, man. Like, take some shots. Because Spencer Dinwiddie gonna let it fly. Like,
definitely gonna let it fly.
Like, yeah. So you say you got Mikal at 7?
My number 7.
All right, so I got DeMar at number 7. My number 7, DeMar DeRozan. I ain't gonna lie to you, man. I don't like the way DeMar been playing either. So I ain't gonna give him that much shine. He number 7. He been playing better than everybody else. You know what's funny? Now that I'm doing this list saying it out loud, Franz Wagner deserved to be like number 6 on this list.
I got DeMar a little bit high.
Okay. All right, DeMar number 7 on my list.
Oh, I'm at number 6.
Yeah.
I got I forgot what you call him, but B.I. What you call B.I.?
High times, but you know, somebody must have heard that name and called him Sleepy Times, which okay. I didn't hear nobody call him a nickname, so I said that, but okay. You very disrespectful though, but I got go ahead.
I mean, he there. That's all I got on him.
You made it at least, huh?
He made the list.
What number that was?
It was number 6.
All right, number 6. Like I said, now I'm looking at this list. I should have put Franz Wagner at number 6 and moved everybody down. But since I already made the list, Lauri Markkanen, my number 6. I mean, besides the jersey, and everybody around him, that dude a baller.
Hey, I'm about to say, like he easily be top 5. This dude be baller.
I watched him play against the Suns, man. He was giving them boys problems.
It's just that he playing for Utah.
Yeah, I mean, and his second best player, Jordan Clarkson. Let's be real. He one dimensional as a motherfucker, so. Whatever Jordan Clarkson bring that night is exactly what he bring. Don't expect nothing to change in the middle of the game. No, I don't think he caught a heat wave in forever, but it is what it is. Lauri Markkanen, I think easily, you know. He number 6. He my number 6.
I've been sounding. I'm like, I'm good over there.
No, you good right now, yeah.
Yeah, because I ain't got my Wi-Fi on. I just wonder how it's sounding through my network.
All right, not a shoot again. Top 5.
Number 5, I got Scotty.
Scotty Barnes, number 5 on the list? Good Lord. Yeah. Well, I had him at the power forward, I think.
Nah, because Siakam running the 4. They actually got him at the 3. They've been having, like, OG was running 2 guard for him. And Scotty been running the 3. Like, Scotty was having, like, he started out having, like, a crazy year. But then I guess he kind of slowed down a little bit. But he's still having a good year. Like, he's scoring up. His assist number's up, too. So, I mean, he developing. Like, he taking, slowly taking them next steps. Being that next star or whatever. And they might, well, hopefully they get Siakam out of there soon, so it could really be Scotty team, and then who knows, but yeah, got him at number 5.
Right, he ain't make my list, so.
At all?
Nah, I looked at him as a power forward for some reason, but yeah, I completely off my radar. I can't even lie to you.
NBA, bro. These fucking positions.
Dog. 2 things before I go to my number 5. Bob Myers stopped being the GM of Golden State to work for ESPN.
Yeah, because he saw what the fuck was about to go on in Golden State, and he was like, nope.
He seen Draymond training in the back.
So, he's, Draymond,
Draymond, what's going on? Contract season. You ain't gonna take. You ain't gonna shoot a couple threes? Nah. I'm trying to get my strength up, my core. working on my neck and chokehold. Tell you what, I'm about to quit.
Act away like, you know what? I don't want no part of that.
Second of all, Stephen A. worked hard as a motherfucker, boy. Goddamn. Like, you on at 9 in the morning, and you doing a halftime show for a Western Conference game. That shit ain't gonna be over till like 11 o'clock at night. Good Lord.
Dang, what you think his motivation could be for that? Oh, yeah, they paying him $20 million a year. They'll pay me $20 million a year. I fucking wouldn't sleep either. I'd be up all day.
I know you. You're lying. You're ignorant man, bro.
I'd probably be sleeping in between commercial breaks.
You're ignorant man, son. I see you fussing at everybody about sleep time. Yeah. Y'all could take a million back. Fuck that.
Y'all had this shit.
I need my sanity.
Like, it's not to knock his job, but I'm pretty sure I could wake up early in the morning, talk about basketball, go. I'm pretty sure he take a nap during the day, or then he got the radio show. God damn, Stephen, man, you wild right now. You bugging. you really bugging.
Yo, ESPN, if y'all need somebody with personality, bro, subscribe to the channel. Like, we'll take, look, Stephen A, put us on. We'll take 30 minutes off your plate, bro.
You making black people look bad. We don't work that damn hard.
We'll take 30 minutes off your plate, Stephen A, bro. Come on, bro.
That's all we need. We need 30 minutes. That's it.
Now you can take a nap in the back and then go right back to work, Stephen A, dog.
You use big words? I got a book on the table.
Back to the countdown. Number five, I got Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler is an average-ass small forward until the playoffs. You do not fucking feed me. Jimmy Butler deserves to be above anybody I'm about to name after him. He is average. Seriously, don't stand out at all. Miami is a good team. Point blank, period. Miami is a good team. That dude, Jaquez Jr., Bam, Tyler, Duncan, even Kyle Lowry is playing good, solid basketball. So, Eric Spoelstra, fire coach. Jimmy Butler is playing exactly. Boom. Boom. Mid-basketball. But Miami winning. And, you know, he's like the leader and all that other nonsense. So, number five.
All right. Number four, I got DeMar. Just because who else I was going to put up there. And, I mean, DeMar really been balling. I can see him going to help a team win. Like, I think we talked about him with Dallas a couple weeks ago. He'll be a fire addition. But, yeah.
You know, I ain't give him no credit about potential teams he could be on. Fuck that Chicago trash. He the face of that shit. Him and Levine.
When they had one game, and then at, like, the first game of the season, then they had a players-only meeting. It's like, what? The season just let a week sit in first.
Was the game that bad?
It was that bad. No. Detroit last victory before Saturday was against the Bulls, and that's when Levine scored 50. So you got somebody who scored 50, and y'all still got y'all ass whooped. That's crazy.
I'm losing. I'm not sure what DeMar DeRozan at in his career at this point. I'm not sure if he's slowly falling off or it's really like Chicago vibes or something. So
Chicago just like purgatory. It sucks the life.
He wasn't killing in San Antonio either.
Yeah, he wasn't.
So it's like, I'm not sure where he at in his career. Like you know, if you're on that fall off route, you need to start joining super teams. Look, nobody match you. You at that age. You can join some super teams. King just said Phoenix. King hey. Wolf predicted City go ass star.
Hey, all I'm saying, Chicago up enough Chicago dumb enough to take a package like Eric Gordon, Bobo, like 4 second round picks, and fucking Damian Lee.
Oh,
put them all the rules, and then they'd be like, oh, yeah, they got a haul back. You're like, nah, they didn't, but okay, fuck it.
All right, let's move on, man. Number four, I got B.I. Keem, you're hating. Brandon Ingram, one of the best small forwards in the league. Yeah. The mid-range is sick. The Pelicans are shaky because of injuries. They're getting it back together, you know. But if we're going by strictly small forwards and how they playing, he's not mid.
Oh, he's not mid, but the Pel's been mid.
Yeah, the Pel's been mid. But B.I., I'll be honest with you. B.I. could easily. He can't be top three.
Consistent as he was when he first got there. I don't know if it was the injuries.
I'm gonna keep it funk with you. I think CJ is the one that's just like, man, just a little less shots and more facilitating in defense, CJ. And I know that's not your game, so that's like, that's the part I'm like, okay, we got to settle for where you at your best, that he at his best with isolation plays and shit like that. So I can't get mad at him for it, but
I don't know why
if we had somebody who could like set up the players and give B.I. more shots instead of B.I. playing isolation and shit like that, B.I. could probably be a top three, but I'm at four.
All right.
Probably the best mid-range in the game. I take him over DeMar, but not. I don't think better than KD.
What about Booker?
I will take the challenge. I'll take the L, but I wouldn't mind saying okay. I'll put Brandon Ingram against Booker.
I feel like B.I. could be one of them triple double threats every night if they just like let him, like just really unleash him and just. Like, let him run point forward for a while. Like, he ran point forward a couple times for the Pels.
Nah, he did. I'm not sure if that's the route to go. I really want to see the Pelicans with a point guard who going to really, like, facilitate. Like a Steve Nash. Give me a bootleg Steve Nash, you know. Because Steve Nash clearly you can't copy that. But, you know, give me a bootleg Steve Nash. But you up.
Alright. My number three, I got Hemi. Hemi Butler.
Just, I ain't mad at you.
Like you said, regular season. Playoff time. Not as mid. But yeah, I mean, it's Jimmy. You know what you're getting out of.
You don't. That's why I was cool with putting him at five, bro. Like during the regular season, you'd be like, oh, Jimmy Butler versus Giannis. Jimmy Butler, 12.7 rebounds, 2 assists.
What
the fuck is this? Like, what are we doing here? Like, come on, Jimmy, bro. Like, I don't know. And like I said, like, look, like earlier we was talking about how Miami talking about how they struck gold with draft picks. Like, what the fuck are we talking about? They're a championship caliber team. Shout out to Jimmy though. We gonna see what type of magic you make in the playoffs. My number three, I took a cop out. I picked Kawhi and Paul George. I had no clue who the power forward. I leave both of them off the list next week to make it fair. But the way the Clippers been playing right now, yeah, I'm gonna definitely. Yeah, pick your poison. If you want to say Kawhi, I put Kawhi number three. You want to put Paul George? I still put Paul George number three. So that I think that's why I put him there. Pretty much the Clippers forwards.
All right. Yeah, it's pretty much. I put PG on the shooting guard list. So I got Kawhi. Kawhi my number two.
Wait, Kawhi. Oh, okay. I know what happened. Okay, Kawhi number two. I got you.
Yeah, Kawhi my number two. Yeah, he's been balling. He's been playing. I mean, he's not prime Kawhi from 7 years ago, but he's still effective.
Fuck no, that dude, boy. Look. He balling, but he fell off. He is not that guy at all.
His range game used to be something serious.
Hey, Kawhi's been a dangerous man, but I'm actually happy that he took a step back, because if that leads to him playing more games and him in the playoffs for longer, fuck it. I'll take mid Kawhi. Couple mid version of Kawhi, him is cool. Yeah. I'll take that version of Kawhi. Fuck it. You get to see him every night. Fuck. Prime Kawhi had on street clothes, so you know.
He had the mid ass braids, but he still got the mid braids.
All right. So this is why I have Jason Tatum at for not my number two. I know you don't have him on your list, but since you don't have him on your list, I think we're gonna just move straight to number one. But the bigger story is the fact that Jason Tatum not number one on my list. I think that's the bigger story, because I'm assuming LeBron James is number one.
Yeah.
And that's the part I have a bone to pick. Shout out to LeBron. At this point, whatever you're doing is a miracle. We need to stop talking about you being old and shit, because you're making everybody look stupid. Including Jason Tatum. What we doing here, bro? What we doing? Nothing in you saying, look, let me get at him. Let me do the crown thing that Giannis tried to do on LeBron, man. Like that's respectable. What a dude who dunked on LeBron and chest bumped him at. Where he at?
That's what he needs, some type of celebration.
I don't know.
Like he can't bow an arrow, be like, ah.
Something. I mean, JT not a good enough nickname, man. Maybe that's not
JT.
Huh?
It's already been a JT.
Who is that?
Jason Terry.
Okay, see, you can't use JT. You need Venom. What? That's a good nickname, Venom. I don't know. Make something up. Use like a Kill Bill nickname, Copperhead. There you go. Something.
This will be the Black Mamba so bad.
Yeah, be the Copperhead. You know what I'm saying? Because put it this way, let's kill it like this. Let's end it like this. Is it more of a knock on Jason Tatum that he's not the best small forward, or is it more of a plus for LeBron that he's still the best small forward?
It's kind of. I don't know, because it's like, why haven't you take that top spot yet? But I think it's because LeBron been doing it for so long to where it's like that maybe he will become that top. He'll take that top spot once LeBron retired. But I don't. It's like he should have been MVP of the league by now.
People give all that pressure on Luka. Jason Tatum definitely. Yeah, I agree. Jason Tatum definitely should have been in the MVP conversation last year. In the beginning of the year, he was in the MVP conversation.
He's doing everything they can ask for. Like, he's scoring 30 at night. He actually a good defender. He leading his team. It's like, for some reason, it's just, you know. Maybe because he in Boston.
Maybe he needs to take his ass to Phoenix.
Yeah,
but I'm. You know what? I'm gonna say it's more of a knock on Jason Tatum, because we used to seeing LeBron do his thing. We just shocked that it's still going on this long. As far as Jason Tatum. From what we saw in 2017, was it 2017?
That was Tatum.
Huh?
I said that was Tatum rookie year.
That's when they made the Eastern Conference Finals, though, right?
2017, 2018.
Well, yeah, from what we've seen in 2018 to now, you didn't make the jump that I expected, at least. And that's the part I feel like that's more of a knock. LeBron still playing like LeBron. I mean, at this point, I think I gave up on LeBron falling off. It's like, I think he's going to retire when he wants to, you know? So that's all I got to do.
Oh, yeah, that's it. We both got Bron at number one, huh?
Yeah. So, look, LeBron number one. Y'all disagree? Y'all already know what y'all could do, man. Just look, hit us up. Facebook, Championship Ringside.
Instagram, Championship_Ringside.
Twitter at Champ Ringside.
Email, championshipringside@gmail.com.
Got the YouTube, the TikTok, the Cash App, Shutter Channel. I'm not about to go through this no more, man. New Year, I post all the links anyway, man. Fuck with us, subscribe, share, video game channel.
Championship Ringside on Twitch, Championship Ringside Nerd Station on YouTube. Been on that, what the fuck I've been playing? Oh, NBA 2K. I actually just got Madden and Madden. Yeah.
No, ain't the way.
I mean, it ain't what it used to be, but maybe it's, I haven't really been on Madden. And I'm like, I had played Madden 21, and I'm like, this is fire. And this, I don't know what the fuck this is, but it's free, so fuck it. I ain't had to pay for it.
You play Madden 05 was still your range of Madden?
I was on Madden up until whenever Odell was on the cover. I think Madden like 16.
Madden 05 versus 2K5.
I wasn't on 2K5. I was alive with 5 man myself.
No, I'm talking about ESPN 2K5.
See, bro, all I'm gonna say is this. They still talk about 2K5 to this day. Like, people still playing it. Like, they updating rosters and shit, and they playing it right now.
Sick. Sickos. That is sick people, King. Like, see, this is why the pandemic still slicks out around, because of people like that. Madden 05 introduced the hit stick, man. Stop playing.
Hey, all I'm gonna say is Madden to this day, is using shit that 2K5 was doing back then.
There you go. You got some content for you right there.
Yeah. And we had a little partner that was swam by 2K5, but we was like, fuck out of here.
It was $20, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it was like. It was $20. But, yeah, I don't know. It's like the graphics don't even, like, 2K look like a real basketball game. That don't look like a fucking real football game.
Nah, it they didn't catch the swagger. 2K was very NBA 2K was super advanced with Dave graphics. But shout out to y'all listening, shout out to y'all showing love, shout out to y'all just fucking happy new year. It's the first episode of the year, man. We looking forward for a good year. God bless. Stop hating, stop bitching, be smart, King. Send them home.
Hug your wife and kids. And it's only one person fault why Detroit so bad. Monty Williams.
Dang.
I totally blame Monty Williams.
You saved that for the closing?
Yeah, because I ain't really want to talk about it. I just want to take a shot at Monty. Maybe he had a podcast. Be like, wait a minute, what the fuck? And so he might text us or something.
Hopefully got your number right.
He probably do. I mean, I fuck with mine. He used to come in Walgreens when I worked there all the time, buy a bunch of candy. But yeah, I blame him for why Detroit bad like that.
All right, happy basketball.